welcome everybody back to the Hard Hit Show on Everything Unscripted, podcast. I'm your host Eric, and my two co-hosts and dearest friends are Doug and Travis. How are you guys?
Fucking tired.
I hear you on that.
What do you mean you hear me on that? You work 6 hours 3 days a week.
Okay, yeah.
What do you mean I hear you?
God, it's a figure of speech, Doug.
Huh?
I'm just... Okay, moving on. What was you going to say? Now, we have a lot to get into with Week 17 and the controversy in Philadelphia that everybody's talking about.
Oh,
so
God.
Shitty.
Oh.
That shitty storm. And then
oh,
the playoffs.
Right. You know, because they sat all their starters in the fourth quarter?
Yeah.
But we'll get into that. Right. Massive wild card weekend this week with Doug's two teams playing on Saturday. You must be excited about that. And he has
well, yeah, that's why I don't. That's why I don't want to do a show on Saturday.
and all the firings that happened on Black Sunday and Black Monday, whatever you want to call it. Before we get started, Doug, will you do the honors and do the plugs, please?
Sure. Listen to Boxman and Smart, the Dirt Sheet Dudes, every Wednesday, Friday night, Mixler.com/Dirt Sheet Dudes. They can be found on all major podcast platforms around 10:15, 10:20-ish Eastern time, right after wrestling. Listen to us Friday night, 6:30 p.m. Eastern time for the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast here on blogtalkradio.com/everythingunscripted. This Friday, we're going to be doing our top 10 WWE superstars of the 2010s. We'll each have a list. We were going to do a fan poll, or we were going to do a poll to do a fan for a fan vote for a fan list. However, I have no fucking time because I have enough time. I have enough time nowadays to eat, sleep, and poop, and that's it. Like
I'll
I've got time
there,
to do, I barely have time to do this. But
you can talk about something off air. I'll help you on that.
All right. But so that'll be this Friday. Listen to us. I don't know if there's going to be a controlled chaos on Sunday or not. That'll be up to Daniel. If there is, it'll be 5:00 p.m. Eastern time, blogtalkradio.com. Everything scripted. And then, of course, listen to us on Sundays, or not on Sundays, listen to us either Tuesday or Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern time here, same channel for the NFL Hard Hit Show. Next week on the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast, which will be January 15th, we're going to do a show on the Southern Territories, and we may have some special guests with us.
To be announced.
Yeah.
Thank you, Doug.
You're welcome.
Let's get started with the firings that happened on Sunday and / Monday. So who got fired, Clintus?
So the Jaguars parted ways with their head coach. I know Doug, you probably use claimer for that man that lose his job and he got the pink slip.
It's about fucking time. I mean, the guy hasn't done shit.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The Chargers did away with their head coach as well.
Yes,
along with the Jets. Yep. And along with the Jets.
Wow.
There
was only three. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you got to remember, four of them got let go during the season.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Atlanta, Detroit.
Atlanta, Detroit, Houston, and somebody else went too, right?
I think so, but I'm not actually sure. I forgot who went.
Hold on.
Kind of thing.
Fuck. Was it an AFC or NFC coach?
It wasn't the Bears. It wasn't the Giants.
Atlanta, Detroit, Houston, Jacksonville, Chargers, Jets.
All right, maybe it wasn't three, or maybe it wasn't four. Maybe it was
Panthers.
Just three.
Panthers.
No, Matt Rule's still there.
No, they're looking for a new coach. No, GM. That's what the Panthers are looking for, GM.
Yeah, I guess it wasn't four. So I can't think of any.
Yeah, I can't think of it. I can't think of it either. I thought there was, but...
Jets.
Yeah, so there's six new openings, right?
Yeah, three. Right.
Three during the season and three after. Any surprises there, guys?
Not really.
All of them were all expected. Yeah, I don't think there was any surprises.
There's no surprises there. I mean, with the Chargers, as good as they play, but yet never when they were able to win a game. They got a garbage win against Kansas City against their backups.
I'm kind of surprised Denver kept their coach. Kind of. In a way.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised too. I figured he would be gone.
Yeah. Another one. I mean, Chicago made the playoffs, so that's why they kept their coach.
But they backdoored into the playoffs.
Yeah, they did. because Arizona lost.
Well, nobody expected Kyler Murray to go out of the game.
Yeah. But he came back. And then he left again. Yeah, there's no surprises. I don't think there's any more coming unless it's after the playoffs.
Yeah.
But Chicago already said that Matt Nagy job is safe.
I don't see
any surprises.
I mean, Chicago backdoored their way in the playoffs, was kind of saved his job, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
And I think if it wasn't for the playoff, I think Matt Nagy probably would have gotten the boot as well.
Yeah. I'm not surprised Doug Peterson's back as much as he should have been.
The word's still out there. We're not sure about the whole Doug Peterson yet.
Wow. They're still deciding?
They're still deciding.
That's going to be like what happened with Jason Garrett last year.
Damn. That's interesting. Moving on. Let's talk about the massive games from Sunday, the important games. What games really stood out to you, guys, that were a surprise?
I'm surprised that Buffalo wiped the floor with Miami as much as they did.
Yeah, I know, especially with their backups in, too. They took out Josh Allen.
And here's the thing, and I feel bad for Miami because Miami's 10-6. They don't get to go to the playoffs. And yet, even though it's in the NFC, you have two teams that suck. so to speak, in Washington and Chicago, and yet they're going in.
Yep. I feel bad for our buddy Coney.
Well, I feel bad for him on a couple of reasons.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
One, his team. And one, his team didn't get in, and two, the only person he liked dealing with over at the cafe is no longer there.
Hey.
Wow.
Okay. That's news to me.
So, here's one game that did stand out, and I'm trying to figure out why. I want to get your from the Tampa Bay Atlanta game. Tampa Bay and Atlanta game. This game stood out to me for one reason. Is wondering why did Tampa Bay have to play their starters in this game, knowing that they had the fifth seed already clinched.
No.
And
they kind of didn't.
Well,
wasn't
Mike Evans trying to go for a record?
Well, that's the problem. And then look what happens. You lose your best receiver in the game.
I said the Rams had a chance to get the fifth seed if Tampa Bay lost. That's what they were saying.
Tampa Bay already clinched. Rams never clinched.
I mean, that's why I heard one on the broadcast. That's why they played their stuff.
Nah.
That's why they were playing for. I mean, I could be wrong, but were you guys surprised on how Pittsburgh stayed in the game with the Browns and the Browns couldn't put away the backup in the Steelers?
No, because with how the Browns locker room is right now with COVID related, it's starting to hit that team really bad at a really bad time, especially this coming weekend, knowing that the head coach will not be on the sidelines this weekend.
Wow.
The special team coordinator will be the acting head coach.
And it only happened. It happened to the Browns. Go figure.
Yeah, the team that they fought and they clawed their way to a playoffs, and this is what they have to fucking deal with.
Yep. I mean, I hate Cleveland. I hate the Cleveland Browns, but I do feel sorry for that franchise. They waited almost 20 years to get into the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, I can't stand any of them either. However, I felt bad for them last week when the referees screwed them with that stupid ass rule.
Yeah.
I feel bad for him now because the guy that technically he should be considered to be coach of the year in Kevin Stefanski. He's not going to be able to be on the sideline.
Yeah.
And it's going to suck. But, I mean, unfortunately, it is what it is.
Yeah. Exactly. What else? How about that Minnesota-Detroit game? I know that didn't have any playoff implications.
It didn't mean a damn thing. I think it was just basically the two teams were just kind of trying to – they had something to prove to themselves.
Yeah. It was a fun game to watch.
Yeah, that. And then, here's another interesting game. A game that's clinched it for the Titans for the AFC South. Titans nearly blew on a 17-point lead to the Texans. Was linked to a lucky deep ball.
Field goal?
Tannehill to A.J. Brown. That led to that go-ahead field goal.
If Houston had won, we would get a third pick, right?
If Houston would have won, the Colts would have gotten the AFC South title.
Okay. Yeah, and it would be Buffalo and Tennessee this week.
Ooh. And then if Houston had won, the Eagles would have got the third pick, right? Or top five, I mean.
Yeah, I think we would have got jumped to the fourth. Fifth instead of the six.
Nice. What else? Indy took care of business there. I mean, Chargers beat Kansas City's backups. No surprise there. I'm surprised Kansas City sat their starters. I thought they should have played them at least the first half. Because we all know what happened last year, where the Ravens sat their guys for 2 weeks and they were rusty. But I know it's a different year, different team. But I just thought they should have at least played the first half. Seahawks beat San Francisco. And we talked about the Arizona game. Arizona couldn't get a thing going against the Rams.
The battle of the backup quarterback.
What else? And then Green Bay destroyed Chicago.
Chicago still gets rewarded with a playoff spot.
Yeah, thanks to Arizona.
I'm just happy that there wasn't really any bad officiating this past weekend, or at least nothing that really stood out.
No. Not really.
The only thing that really stood out was the controversy in Philadelphia. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. I mean, that really had nothing to do with the officiating.
Yeah.
No.
But like there were times where like they would they'd be like, all right, this play is under review, and I'd be like, no, don't do that. Riverone's just watching porn. He's not watching the games.
Luckily there wasn't. Hopefully there's not this weekend either. Let's get into that little controversy in Philadelphia. What were your thoughts, Doug, from an outside perspective?
I didn't watch that game. Because now I have to be up at 5:30 in the morning. So anything that's on TV past 8:30, I'm not watching.
Fair enough.
Unless
it's Friday or Saturday.
I really didn't watch it. I mean, I heard about what happened, but here's the thing you guys have to remember. They were playing for nothing. Eagles were playing for nothing. The only thing they were playing for was to get the Giants in the playoffs.
Yeah. I mean, I had no problem with it.
Okay. If they didn't care enough to get themselves in the playoffs, why would they care to get the Giants in?
Exactly.
Okay.
I thought it was stupid that people weren't complaining about it, but that's just me.
Well, that's it. People just like to complain, Eric.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. A lot of people in this world are just like to complain. If they don't have anything to complain about, they don't have a reason to live.
Hmm.
So,
well, we
you know, let them complain. Oh. Who let them complain, though? Who cares?
Exactly.
That would be like people caring about what you, me, or Clinton have to say. Nobody gives a shit.
Mm-hmm. Got that right.
Okay? Nobody gives a fuck what we think. Therefore, nobody should give a fuck what anybody else thinks. If there's people online saying, oh, Philadelphia shouldn't have sat their starters, they had no reason for their starters to play. Hell,
exactly.
Half their starters could have just sat at home and they could have forfeited the game.
Yeah. What were your thoughts, Linus? Were you didn't care either?
I felt like
the scene is over. It was going to be a backlash either way. I think whoever won that Giants Cowboys game, he was going to get backlash because it was already announced that half the team wasn't going to play. Miles Sanders, Fletcher Cox, everybody.
Half the O line was out.
And you had Jalen Hurts. Now there's people saying that they should have never benched Jalen Hurts, and Jalen Hurts should have had a chance to finish the game and finish the game and maybe for a comeback win to end the season on a higher note.
And you
got Joe Judge calling out Doug Peterson's coaching strategies of benching Jalen Hurts, and you see the Giants player tweeting during the game.
I think there was one that didn't care, but there were some that did. I mean, Joe Judge is a bum anyway.
All right. Well, first of all, he does have a right to be upset. I mean, he does and he doesn't. He has a right to be upset because, you know, his team didn't make the playoffs. But also you could say, okay, then this division shouldn't suck. If this division, if each team in the division wanted to make the playoffs and have a good shot at a run, play better.
Don't suck. Yeah, exactly.
Okay?
Don't rely on
other teams. You have to rely on yourself, and you have to be good. First of all, and don't get me wrong, I'm happy Washington's in the playoffs. But my firm belief is once you have already lost 8 games, you should automatically be disqualified from playoff contention, even if you're leading your division. I don't think anybody with just a 500 record or below should be allowed to get in the playoffs.
I can agree with that.
Okay.
Okay.
Cliff was trying to make a point, I think.
Yeah, I was trying to make a point. I just wanted to go.
About that.
People talking about, the Giants. Back in week 12, I think after week 12, the Giants was in first place at a 5-7. From there, they lost 3 straight games. They lost to the Cardinals, Browns, and Ravens. Knocking them out of first place. So it's really they have no offense but their own to be upset.
Yeah, I mean, like I just said, if you want to make the playoffs, don't suck. If you suck, it's your own fault.
Exactly.
Okay.
And remember,
go ahead.
No, go ahead, Doug. Sorry.
I was just going to say, you have these other teams, and I get it. You know, fan bases are upset and all that, right? You know, at their teams not making a play. Well, be upset at your team or be upset at your coach. Your team just isn't good enough. Eagles proved they weren't good enough this year. The Giants, Cowboys, and Washington – at least went on runs to try to be good, but it didn't work.
Exactly.
It didn't work out. It didn't work out for him. And I get it. You know.
I'm in the dining room.
Huh?
No, Tom.
Oh, I was just gonna say, Clint, we're not even in the same house. What the hell are you doing?
Anyway, what were you saying, Doug?
But, like,
So I understand if fans are disappointed in their team. But fans of another team should not be disappointed in the Eagles. First of all, the Eagles can do whatever the hell they want. All right? They had nothing to gain.
Exactly.
They had nothing to gain unless, you know, the Giants slipped them a little money.
You could argue Pittsburgh did the same thing, too. They paid their backups. Every team does it.
Right, which you have that option.
Exactly. It's sports.
You have that option. The thing is, and here's the thing, the Bills didn't start their backups. Josh Allen started. But that's just because I think that Josh Allen wanted to get them ahead enough to where they wanted to make sure that Miami couldn't get to the playoffs. Because if Miami would have gotten in, we'd be playing Miami on Saturday. Yeah.
Yep.
The Bills, the difference between what the Bills did and what the Eagles did is the Bills controlled, it was basically for their benefit.
Yep.
Okay.
They could have rested their starters, and they could have said, all right, Miami will see you on Saturday. They didn't want to play Miami on Saturday. They'd rather play somebody else.
Yeah, and the Steelers did the opposite, where they helped the Browns, and now they're playing the Browns again. So it's funny how that works, too.
So,
but,
I mean, it is what it is.
Exactly.
I think Eagles fans or Giants fans or whoever the hell's complaining just need to shut the fuck up.
Exactly. We'll move on to we'll talk about these games on Saturday. Start with Indy and Buffalo. Matchup of two good teams. Indy comes in at 11-5, right? And
yeah.
Buffalo is 13-3, AFC East Division champions.
They haven't been 13-3. They haven't been 13-3 since 1992.
Yep. Wow. That long? Wow.
Yeah, and that was the year that Dallas blew us out in the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay. Buffalo comes in and winning 6 straight. They haven't lost since that Hail Mary touchdown against the Cardinals.
Which basically means they're due for a loss. Even though they match up real well against Indy, and I think they can beat Indy. They're due for a disappointment.
Yeah, but they're one of the more popular picks to possibly beat the Chiefs. They're a hot team right now. They have the swagger. They have the swag right now. They look real good. And the Colts are coming in, the underdogs, of course. Frank Wright, you have that storyline. Frank Wright, former Bill, former backup, beloved Bill. So, are there going to be Bills fans in the stands, right? Some?
6,700 and something will be there.
Okay. So, I'm sure he'll probably get a little stand, not a standing ovation, but pretty cool to see Frank Wright on the sideline coaching against the Bills where he used to coach, where he used to play. So there's that little storyline.
That season, that last season where they went 13-3, it was in that wild card game for that season that Frank Reich led the comeback.
Oh, wow. Who did they play that year? I forget. Maybe
Oilers.
Oh, Houston. Houston Oilers. That's right.
Yeah.
Wow.
They were down 35-3 in the third quarter, and then Frank Reich led them back.
Wow. Comes all full circle. He's coaching against the Bills. 18 years later? No, 28 years later. 28 years later.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good game. I can't wait for it. I know you, Doug, are very excited.
Yeah. Too bad you're not allowed to leave your house. You could have come over.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say that, too. I would have been over there for all day.
Yeah, I know. You would have. I mean, let's face it. I mean, this is a day that you're actually looking forward to because, you know, it's football on all day. So more than likely, you're going to get screwed over and called into work.
Oh, maybe. Hopefully not.
Well, since you told me who's opening, I'm almost betting on it because he did the same thing to me last year.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Damn it.
But anyway, technically I could say it as much as I want. I don't work there anymore. But to keep you out of trouble, we'll change the subject.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. I'm not going to say anymore because it's not about work.
Yeah, I know.
What was I going to say? What are your thoughts on the game, Clintus?
I think it's going to be a good game. I'm looking forward to it. I think the matchup is rough, especially in these defense compared. This run was like second best this league. So,
and I think Federal Rivers has something to prove. Yeah.
And also, here's another thing you guys got to think about. Buffalo's last two playoff appearances. Actually, no, you can even go further. Every year of the – you can even actually go back to the 1995 season, guys. 1995 division – I think it was a divisional round in 1995. The Bills lost to the Jaguars. An AFC South team. Well, it wasn't the South back then. It was something else, I think, right?
The Central.
Yeah.
All right.
Central.
But same thing, right?
Yeah, I see where you're going.
1999. That wild card game, the 1999 season. Who knocked us out? Tennessee. 2017. Who knocked us out in a wild card? Jacksonville.
Jacksonville.
Yeah, Jacksonville.
All Southern team.
Last year, who knocked us out of the wild card? Houston.
All Southern teams.
Okay. So two things are going to happen. Either Buffalo's going to break the curse on Saturday and finally whoop the ass of an AFC South team and advance in the playoffs. Or the curse is going to continue. Another South team is going to knock us out, and Indianapolis is going to move on.
Yeah. I mean, so what do you think are the key matchups for this game? Like, what does Buffalo need to do to win, and what does Indy need to do to win?
Indy needs to pick off Josh Allen early and often.
Yeah. And keep him off the field.
Like, all it's going to take is a couple of big plays, and you'll get – I mean, you can't really fluster him so easy now because he'll still throw the early picks, but he'll still you know, he'll still get the Bills ahead. Indianapolis cannot take the foot off the gas. Pick him off in the first quarter. Turn that into 7 points. Pick him off again. They need to pick him off, like I said, early and often, and they need to keep turning those into points.
Yeah, and they need to have a lead early. They need to get ahead early. They need Buffalo to come from behind. Because once Buffalo has the lead.
Buffalo can't do that.
If they fall behind like 21-3, they're in trouble.
Yeah. So, what's the keys for Buffalo?
To win?
Yeah.
Jam
the ball
down their throats.
Yep.
Get the run game going. Basically, shine in all aspects in the game. Pass, rush, special teams, and your defense.
Hard hitting, hard nose football.
Phillip Rivers is an interception machine. He throws a lot of interceptions. So just like I said, what Indianapolis needs to do, Buffalo needs to do the same thing. Josh Norman needs a couple of pick sixes. Because if you frustrate Phillip Rivers early, you know, he can't recover.
Yeah, especially in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So, with that said, who's your pick to win?
I love both teams. This game does scare me a little bit because Buffalo has been on a roll. They're due for a disappointment, but I got to go with my boys.
Yep, same thing. I'm going to take Buffalo in the close game. This might be the best game of the day for on Saturday.
It's going to be the most competitive. I mean, I've already got it mapped out. Obviously, I'm watching this game at 1 o'clock. I'm taking a nap from 4:30 to 8 while the Rams-Seahawks game is on so I could stay up to watch the Bucks in Washington.
Okay. I was going to suggest something else, but if you want to take a nap, but okay.
Eric, you're not coming over. We can't have sex.
Oh, my God.
This is why everybody should be happy I no longer work at Target.
Yeah. Okay. Speaking of the Rams and the Seahawks, this is the third meeting of the season for them. They each split. They won on their home field.
I thought you were gonna say speaking of ramming.
Oh my gosh.
Are you sure you want me to call in tonight?
Of course. Clint, we'll start with you. What are the keys to this game for each team?
Well, right now I think it's gonna be the Rams defense. The key matchup in that game is going to be DK Metcalf versus James Ramsey.
Yep.
That's the key matchup in that whole game. Spotlight is going to be on sound. Yeah, a one-star player is going to come out play. Whoever dominates that matchup is going to win the game.
Yeah. Now, is Jared Goff out still?
I think he might play. I haven't heard any words yet about him playing or not playing and comparing about his surgery he got done.
I'm actually freezing out here and my dinner's here, so I'm gonna bid you farewell.
Okay. Farewell. What's your pick for that game before you leave?
I'm picking the Seahawks. I think without Jared Goff, the Rams don't have a chance.
Okay.
I mean, and
well,
I'll
thank you, Doug, for coming on. Go ahead. Sorry.
What?
No, go ahead.
So I'm picking the Rams. I'll pick Tampa to beat Washington, even though I do think Washington does have a chance, although a very small one.
I'm telling you right now, Washington's going to win that game. I'm telling you, Washington's going to win.
I have Washington winning too.
Yeah, I mean, I would love it, and I hope it happens, but I don't know. I'm going to pick Baltimore over Tennessee.
the Saints are going to absolutely murder the Bears. And I'm picking, unfortunately, I'm picking Cleveland, or I'm picking Pittsburgh to beat Cleveland, because Cleveland's just too snake bit right now.
Yep. Yeah. Well, thank you, Doug, for coming on.
No problem.
We'll talk
to
you Friday.
I'll talk to you guys. Yeah, I'll talk to you guys later.
Yep.
All right.
Tell the fam I said hi.
I will.
Bye.
Bye.
So who you're taking Rams game, Clintus?
Well, here I am. Well, I'd say that's a key matchup right there. But also, you got to go into the golf factor as well. Plays,
yeah.
The Rams have a chance to win. If he doesn't play, the Seahawks should just wipe the floor off with him.
Yeah. We need to see playoff Russ. I think the Seahawks have to get the run going. They have to get an early lead. They need to keep the Rams off the defense. They need to exploit the weaknesses of their that defense, which is not that much. But if they can get the ball to Tyler Lockett, if DK is getting covered by Ramsey and Lockett can get going, Seahawks could roll. Because if Russell can get going early on, it could be a long day for that Rams defense. I'm not saying Seahawks going to pull up 40, but I could see a Seahawks blow out. I could see a Rams close game. So I'm going to go with Seahawks.
Yeah.
You got to see how.
Here's one thing you have to realize. Well, I'll take Seahawks in a close game. I'll take the Rams in a close game, but for a blowout, I don't think it's going to be one way. But I will just take the Rams with a healthy Jordan Goff in a close game.
Yeah. It's going to go either way. This is a toss-up. This is probably the biggest toss-up of the weekend. Maybe Baltimore, Tennessee, but we'll get to that one. So you take the Rams, I'll take Seahawks, and Doug said Seahawks too. Now Tampa Bay and Washington. This could be the upset of the weekend. We've already said it. You and me both already said Washington's going to win. But
that is true.
What are the keys for Washington to upset Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
I think pretty good pressure on Tom Brady.
Yep.
Pressure on Tom Brady, rely on that young upfront defense. And you are going to have, I think Al Smith should be pretty smart. You got a great tight end. And Logan Thomas is starting to step up well.
And run the ball.
And run the ball.
Yeah. Keep Brady off the field.
I think Washington and Chase Young can step up the way he does.
Yeah.
It should be Washington win this one in a good low score game. They had to keep it low score.
Yeah, they're not going to win the shootout. They need to keep it under. Under 25, I say. I think they can win a 24-21 type game. But anything higher than that is sketchy. But Washington gets off to an early lead and puts that pressure on Tom Brady, which we all know he hates that pressure because he can't run around in that pocket. And That's what New Orleans did to him, and that's what the Rams did to him, and that's how they lost those three games. When Brady's under pressure, Brady's a different quarterback. So, for Tampa Bay, what are the keys for Tampa Bay?
Tampa Bay's got to do what Tampa Bay does best, and that's run the ball. I think
you. It's going to be hard. Isn't that Washington defense good at run against the run?
Yeah. Here's the thing. With the injury to Mike Evans and him being questionable, Tampa Bay is out. One of their, like, star receivers. And then, like you said, oh, well, they still have Antonio Brown and whatnot. I don't know.
And Chris Godwin.
Chase Jones. And you got Goodwin, Mark,
whatever
but it's just like, basically, right now, look at Tampa Bay. I look at a Patriots team 2.0. That's exactly what I look at Tampa Bay as. A knockoff of a Patriots
yep.
team 2 years ago.
And I think Tampa Bay is going to come in a little cocky, thinking that this is going to be a cakewalk, and Washington's going to be ready to fight with them. I really do think Tampa Bay is going to come in a little too confident.
Well,
everybody in the world
is
picking Tampa Bay.
Well, here's another reason why. The last team went to the playoff with a losing record was Ron Rivera, Carolina Panthers. Why not?
Yep.
Post the game, got a win. Seattle Seahawks.
Exactly.
Losing record in the playoffs. What win in a wild card?
7-9. 7-9.
I said it was going to take 6 wins, 7 wins to clinch it to win the East.
Yep. And here's another thing. It would be a feel good story for Ron Rivera and Al Smith to upset Tampa Bay and move on. They're both comeback play. I mean, Ron Rivera with his cancer and all that story, and then Al Smith comeback player of the year. So it would be fitting for them to upset the weekend. Is that why they're on NBC? I thought Indy should have been the NBC game. I don't know. Is it because of Brady?
No, why? But we all know. And then another reason why I'm saying Tampa Bay is going to lose is because Tom Brady can't play on prime time.
Yeah. He's like, 1-3 this year? And nearly lost to the Giants on Monday night?
Because
he lost to the Rams?
And he got waxed by the Saints.
And they lost to the Rams. They're like 1-3, 1-2, or 1-3.
Something like that.
Oh, no, they lost to Chicago. That's right. Remember? They lost to
Chicago.
They lost to Chicago, the Rams, and got waxed by Tampa Bay, by New Orleans, and barely got past the Giants. The Giants should have won that game, and they would be in the playoffs right now. So, Giants blew in a lot of good games this year that they should have won, including the first game against the Eagles. But this would be the Giants and not Tampa Bay, but that's not here or there. So yeah, we both have Washington. I think Washington's gonna put that pressure on Tampa Bay, and I think everybody thinks it's gonna be a cakewalk. And that's when the upset happened. Remember last year when everybody thought Baltimore was gonna beat Tennessee?
Yeah.
Did anybody think No. I mean, what was it? New England to beat Tennessee. Nobody saw Tennessee beating New England, right?
Yeah.
At least I didn't think that. I don't remember. Yeah.
No, I had New England losing that game.
Oh, yeah. And that was a primetime game, remember? That was a Saturday night, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was a Saturday night. Yep. Yeah, so I think Washington
Plus, Brady doesn't play well in the wild card at all, so.
So, moving on to Sunday. Baltimore and Tennessee. This is going to be another good game. this is a double revenge for Baltimore, losing to Tennessee last year in the divisional round, and then losing to them earlier in the season after they blew a lead, they lost to them in overtime at home. So they lost both games at home last two times. Now they go on the road. So what's the key for Baltimore to snap that losing streak against Tennessee?
I think what they need to do, they need to run the ball. Right now, Baltimore have been running the ball heavily, and I think it's going to be a battle of two teams that can run the ball. Between you have the combination of Lamar Jackson and J.K. Dobbins versus the almighty
King Henry. I call him King Henry. Now, do you think he should be MVP? There's a lot of discussion with that.
I think so. It's kind of hard because when you think of MVP nowadays, you just think that's just going straight to a quarterback. I would think he's my top three candidates for MVP. I'm not sure because I do like Aaron Rodgers. I do like Patrick Mahomes, even though I think Patrick Mahomes' final two games kind of cost him that. Cost them the MVP race a little bit. And you're talking about this, like the last running back to run and win MVP, I think, was Sean Alexander.
Was it? Wow.
It was either him or Marshall Faulk.
I'm surprised Alvin Kamara hasn't won it. I mean, Derrick Henry should have won it last year, probably. No, Lamar Jackson had a good year, too. I mean, Lamar is kind of a quarterback slash running back, if you think about it, because he does run for 1,000 yards a year each season. So.
Well, he's a gadget quarterback.
Yeah, exactly. In Tennessee, the key for them is Henry. Keep Lamar Jackson off the field and just pound the ball, get turnovers. That's what they need. But
yeah,
I think Baltimore wins. I think they get revenge finally. I think they go into Tennessee and beat Tennessee. I think Baltimore's hot right now, just like the Bills, as I said earlier. I think the Ravens are a dangerous team with that defense. The defense wins championship. And they're running the ball. Lamar is playing like MVP right now. So is JK is unstoppable right now too. So I think Baltimore wins a close game. So, and Tennessee gets eliminated in the first round.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to take Tennessee to win this game, though. That's one thing. I think Tennessee will win.
This is probably the biggest toss-up in the AFC for me. But I just think Baltimore, it's a double revenge, and I think they're just hot right now. I don't know. It's hard for me. It could go either way. I could be overrating the Ravens right now, but I just see the Ravens as a sleeper team right now. But it's going to be another good game. We got Chicago and New Orleans. I mean, what's the key for Chicago to upset New Orleans? Huh?
Chicago, I think, is starting to find the terms with Mr. Trubisky. I think it's starting to prove himself worthy to be a quarterback again. Oh, Matt Nagy handled the benching of Mr. Trubisky was the right way, knowing that it gave time to actually get gets time, then you watch Nick Foles gets taken out for the season with a shoulder injury. Let's bring back Mitch Trubisky. And actually earn, I think, his respect of his teammates, all right, what? But I think that offense is actually trying to turn around. And he's starting to play better this time around than he was before the benching. And the defense is starting to pick up, too. And the last time these two teams played, it was a really close game. It's not like the Bears is going to get smoked. We don't know if Michael Thomas is playing.
Yeah.
We don't know if Alvin Kamara is going to be playing.
He's eligible to come back, right? Doesn't mean he's going to
come back. I'm not sure if he passed his test yet or not.
Okay. Because I heard he wasn't eligible to come back Saturday, but he could be coming back Sunday if they had played Sunday. If they're playing Sunday. But yeah. I mean, if those two guys are out, then Chicago has a chance.
And it took the Saints overtime to beat the Bears the first time around. So I wouldn't be surprised if it happened again.
I mean, you make some good points. I mean, Michael Thomas is the key to that game, and Chicago's defense gets a few turnovers from Drew Brees. And it could be a whole different game. But if Chicago had come from behind, they're not going to win. If they have a lead, then they have a chance. But, yeah.
They'll ride that defense.
I think Chicago has a better chance than people think. But I do think New Orleans is going to win. Spoiler alert, they're my Super Bowl to go to the Super Bowl, but I think the Saints win. I think they win by 10 or 14.
I think Saints by 10.
Yeah. So they cover that. They kind of cover. But, Chicago just has to get turnovers and keep it low scoring and they can win. Finale of the weekend with the massive six-game weekend series of the football NFL wildcard weekend. The Cleveland Browns and the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Browns will probably be playing a lot of backups if they get. This COVID is apparently making their round. Did anybody test positive besides coach? Did he test positive or he just quarantined?
No, he test positive.
Okay. So, there's no other news related yet?
There's news that are saying that people are trying to get the game to be postponed.
Ooh.
Because of it.
How are they going to... Then when would they play?
That's a good question.
They can't move it to Wednesday again, because then the winner doesn't have enough time to prepare for the divisional round. So...
Yeah.
The NFC. They're even lucky they got swept.
If it's like a major outbreak throughout the team itself, then yes, they will have to. But since it's just more like a public thing, outside public, that the game is not in danger of being postponed.
I guess the only thing I can think of is they moved to Tuesday, and then they moved the divisional game to Monday.
This is all just rumors. This is rumors.
Yeah.
This is what people want. It's not going to happen. They said it wasn't going to happen. It's going to stay on Sunday Night Football. Super Bowl.
Is that why they got slotted for the last game of the weekend with this outbreak, or was this before?
I had no.
Or was it before?
They made the schedule. The schedule came out around a third quarter of the Eagles game.
Okay. When did the news break for the Browns outbreak?
I think Monday, yesterday.
Okay. So it was just a coincidence that Browns got lucky that they got slotted in a late game. I mean, the last game of the season, last game of the weekend.
Yeah.
Okay. Since we don't know much, I mean, the keys to the game is basically what the Browns did against Pittsburgh on Sunday. Run the ball. Keep Big Ben up. I mean,
well, this is going to be a completely different Pittsburgh Steelers team. Now you're dealing with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Exactly.
I mean,
if
they had trouble beating the
Pittsburgh
team,
almost beat them.
Give them a chance to beat the A-team.
Yeah, exactly. I think Pittsburgh rolls here. I think the Cinderella story of the Cleveland Browns making the playoffs comes to an end on Sunday at 11 p.m. I think Pittsburgh could win by – I think they could actually win by 14 to 17 points. Unless they can get the run game going, but I don't see that happening because that Pittsburgh defense is stop the run. So I got Pittsburgh rolling here. Unfortunately for Browns fans, sorry. You have the Steelers too. What else?
That's mainly it.
Super
wild card weekend.
I don't know if you want to give a Super Bowl prediction, but I will. I mean, I'll give a prediction.
I'll hold off on mine.
I don't think Kansas City gets back to the Super Bowl. I'll say that. Kind of gave my NFC pick, but I'm not going to give my AFC. But I don't think Kansas City gets back to the Super Bowl. And they might lose next weekend, too. They might. Because, hear me out. I know I sound crazy thinking that. Kansas City is Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, I know. But I'll say this. The 2 weeks off might hurt them. As I said earlier, I think they should have played the starters first half. Because we all know what happened last year. Remember the Ravens rested their starters for 2 weeks. I mean, rested their starters in week 17. And then they had the week bye week. And they were rusty. And I'm saying the same thing's going to happen with Kansas City. But
I don't think so. I think Andy Reid is an experienced head coach and know the deal when it comes to giving teams off. This is the same Andy Reid that gave the Eagles Eagles clinch home field advantage in like week 15 and gave the Eagles 3 weeks off and still made it to the NFC Championship game.
That's fair. If everything goes down to what I think is going, then I can discuss it next week, but I don't think Kansas City makes back to the Super Bowl and maybe not back to the AFC Championship game. I know that sounds crazy. I know. But it's not – I would say this. It's not – Kansas City is good. Don't get me wrong. But I think last year's team is better than this year's team.
Uh-huh.
Would you say –
I don't think so.
And I'll say this. I know they lost Sunday.
I don't think so.
You think this
year's
better?
Team is better? I think they're about the same. I mean, you guys, the only thing they're really missing is their star running back.
Yeah. And I'll say this again. It's hard to repeat in this league, too. It hasn't been done since New England did it to us and then against the Panthers and then us. They beat the Panthers and then they beat us. So it's hard to repeat in this league. That's why it hasn't been done. Seattle came the closest they had if they just gave it to Marshawn Lynch and against New England. We all know what happened there. they were the closest to repeating. Should have. Everybody knows they should have. Brady would only have 5 rings. And then, yeah, I think it's going to be a good weekend. Good weekend of football, playoffs. It's always great.
Yeah.
And you have any more thoughts, Cliff?
Wow, that's it. I don't have
anything
else
you want to talk about before we head out?
No, I'm ready to head out.
Okay. Yep. Thank you, Cliff. As always,
you're welcome.
Thank you, Doug, again for earlier, and we'll talk about the weekend this week, either Tuesday or Wednesday, same time, same channel, and listen to us on Friday night. This Friday night at 6:30 p.m. for the Unscripted Wrestling Show. For me and Clintus and Doug right here, this is the Hard Hits show. Thank you, Clintus.
All right. Good night. You're welcome.
Later. Good night, everybody.